Hello and welcome to Online Biz Insiders. My name is Mary Motes, and my usual colleague and audio guru, Carla Wilson, unfortunately is not joining us today. She's doing a presentation elsewhere, so it's just me hosting the show today. But today I'm so excited because I'm joined by Jessica Zambrano of Jessica Z Solutions. And Jessica is a well-known guru for partnerships and joint ventures, and she has so much wonderful wisdom to share about building your business through partnerships and joint promotions. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Jessica, and then we're going to get right into the interview. Jessica is a partnerships promotion and online event productions rock star, and she partners with you to secure a wider exposure, increased expert credibility, and a bigger network of key connections with collaborative ventures and promotional opportunities. Jessica Z Solutions, her company, offers a unique line of products and services designed to support you in living your dream and leaving a legacy. And Jessica, you also offer a free report on your website on partnership marketing. Is that right?
I do, yep.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's at jessicazsolutions.com.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. That's fantastic. Okay. So I've got several questions for you. I'm hoping we can keep the podcast somewhat within bounds today. We could probably chat for 2 hours.
Yeah. First of all, thank you for having me, Mary. I appreciate it.
We're
happy to be here.
We were very excited when you agreed to chat with us. You know, I was looking at your website, and which is beautiful, by the way. Your tagline is "Rock Your Legacy." Can you just kind of give us the elevator pitch on what that means?
Yeah. So the reason I chose that tagline is because after having been in business for myself for almost 6 years, probably at about the 5-year mark, I realized, well, this is going okay, but I'm still, you know, there's this unsettled feeling, like I'm not really sure where it's going. And what I came to believe is that most business owners are both successful and happy mm-hmm. when they understand that legacy piece. And I'll tell you what legacy is to me. Legacy is living your dream and loving what you'll leave behind for future generations. And it starts with knowing who you are and believing in what you have to offer. Mm-hmm. And it manifests when you're able to bridge your professional talents with your personal passions so that mm-hmm. you can create a fulfilling, sustainable, comfortable lifestyle through your business that gives you the space and the opportunity to impact positive change at the same time.
Okay.
That's what it is to me.
That's wonderful. And I noticed that you also have quite a bit of charitable giving that you also, you know, bring in as part of your business. You highlight that quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm trying. So I created something this year called the 1% Pledge, and I've been slow to get details out there on it because we all know how it is when you're a solo business owner.
Oh, yeah.
You get overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah.
But I do have a relationship with an organization called Call and Response, and they were started mainly by a group of artists, musical artists and performing artists, and some others, and they are out there fighting against modern day slavery. And I just really, you know, I appreciate what they do. They put out a great rockumentary on the fight to end modern day slavery that I saw in 2008, and it really resonated with me, and it was very eye-opening. So I just decided that I wanted to make them part of my business this year. And I donate 1% of my revenues to Call and Response.
That's wonderful.
And then thanks. And the other piece of this is that I just try to make music a part of my business. I tweet about the music I love. Because I love a lot of independent artists, independent musical artists, and I know that they have a tough time, like, you know, finding the resources that they need to make albums and tour, and it's really important, I think, because a lot of them have really positive lessons to share.
Right.
You know, a lot of them have helped change and shape my life in important ways. So I think it's important to support them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's wonderful. Yeah, and I admire you for the cause that you're supporting, because that whole issue, the, you know, people being, you know, working as slaves, that's really underreported, and a lot of people don't know that goes on. Yeah,
brushed under the rug a lot, I think, but it happens way too often. It happens a lot here in the States and abroad.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a couple of organizations out there. I mean, there's a lot of organizations out there that are dedicated to ending slavery, but they just don't have the support and the resources that they need.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Another great one is called Not For Sale. I follow them a lot. And, yeah, so check out Call and
That's
Response,
fantastic.
Not For Sale. And what you learn from these places might shock you.
Yeah. It's a tough issue, and it's good that you're calling attention to it. Now, back to your core business. When you work with clients, like, and you talk to them about partnership marketing, and if they're confused about what you mean by that, how do you describe it?
Okay, well, partnership marketing, the way that I define it, is when two or more people or organizations act as participants in a collaborative marketing strategy, which is usually designed to elicit specific mutually beneficial results for everyone involved, including both of those parties, or, you know, as many people are involved, as well as their respective communities, because, you know, you never want to forget about that end user. You always want to be sure that when you're engaging in a promotional partnership, that even if your goal is to expand your community, the partnership should be in the best interest of your existing community. You don't want to alienate them or turn them off by over promoting, or, you know, putting mm-hmm. irrelevant content out there just because you want someone else to promote you in return.
Right.
So,
yeah. So it should be a complementary fit of some sort. Like the partner that you're working with should be bringing a slice of the pie that really helps round out what you're already doing.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Mary. I'm glad you used the word complementary. And I really work with my clients on helping them to understand that while, you know, we can be really, like, supportive of our colleagues, you know, if you're a coach, for example, if you're a health coach, mm-hmm. it's probably not in your best interest to be constantly promoting other health coaches.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to look at them as competition. I'm sure there's a lot you can learn from them and a lot you can do for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you're a health coach and you're promoting other health coaches, you may be sending mixed messages to your community.
Right. It's a confusion factor.
Yeah.
It's not so much a competition thing. I think that whole dilutes focus of your audience.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how do some of your clients benefit from, like, you guide them through expanding partnership marketing opportunities? What are some of the concrete benefits of that?
I would say the biggest benefit, and this was what I thought was the biggest benefit, it's wider exposure faster.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was I did a little fun Facebook poll of my community, and 64% of the people who responded agreed with that, that wider exposure faster is really the biggest benefit of partnership marketing. Because when you're doing business online and you get out there, even if you're doing everything right with your blog and your website and your marketing channels, if you're not consistently trying to reach other audiences and other markets,
mm-hmm.
then you're really just kind of putting your message out there to the same people over and over again.
Right.
You know, and maybe that community is growing it might be growing slowly. It might be growing at a decent pace if you've got great SEO and, you know, and great article marketing strategies in place. But with partnerships, you really have the opportunity to increase your exposure much faster. And then a couple of the other benefits can be increasing your expert credibility,
mm-hmm.
making key connections, list building, getting referrals. So mm-hmm. there's tons of ways you can benefit from this. And it's important when you are going to engage in a partnership, you know, think about what you want out of it so that you can structure the partnership to get those results.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's the thing. So it's kind of ancillary things that people don't necessarily get right away. That it's you know, you're making a bigger list, but it also builds your credibility because it's sort of got built in social proof in a sense. Because like, oh well, these other people are working with you and they are acknowledging you as an expert on this topic, and there is probably a real power in that. Like just
exactly,
but
there definitely is. And then one of the other benefits that comes out of it, even if you think a partnership is like really small, you never want to underestimate the effect that it can have in the future. So a good example is that I had someone I posted a guest blog article for someone on my blog this year, and next month I was invited to do a podcast with her. You know, it's really all about relationship building, community building, relationship building, and knowing that even if you're partnering with someone in a small way, if you're doing that with integrity and you're really honestly supporting them, that they're going to turn around and support you in return.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you know, this podcast is a perfect example, right? I mean, because our audience will get this and they may pass it on to somebody else. It may be hard to, you know, I think people may make the assumption like, oh, I got to partner with somebody that has a gigantic audience already. Well, not necessarily.
No. I think it's good to, you know, have different strategies in mind. And maybe that's one of them, is that you want to have a partnership strategy where you can get some people with really big audiences to promote you. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that has to be your main concern, because it may just be about finding someone who has an audience that's sort of a new market for you that you want to test out.
Right. There you go. Right.
Someone who has like a small audience, but you know that a high percentage of those people are going to be great potential clients for you.
Right.
So you don't want to overlook that for sure. And this is the perfect example. I was going to email you about this later, but I definitely want to, I wanted to invite you and Carla to be interviewed for my blog, because I have a series there called the Rockin' Partners series.
Oh, awesome.
Where I teach people, I want to teach people stuff that I don't even know. So I find people who have been successful in partnering in different areas and sort of interview them to bring this information to my community.
Oh, neat.
So this would be great. I want to interview you guys on how you got Online Biz Insider started and all that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's always great to have a case study, you know, it just really illustrates your audience. Like this is a concrete example, but we would just be delighted to do that. Absolutely. Yeah. Cause it is, it's really fun. And you can't ignore the fun factor. I mean, Carl and I have a blast doing this, and it's so incredibly, it just flows. It's so easy. Like there's a lot of times we get on the call and we're not really sure what we're going to talk about that day. And one of us will come up with an idea on the spot, or we'll just riff and it really flows. And that's probably the hallmark of a great partnership. And it's just like, you know, you don't want to do partnerships where it's completely awkward and difficult, and which can happen, I guess, but I think any partnership, it just makes it, you know, more the merrier.
Yeah. And that's sort of why I started walking this road, I think, is because I had been in business for myself for like 4 years and, you know, a solo business owner. And I realized just how alone I felt. And I thought, you know, this isn't me. I am such a social person. I love my social life and my friends and my family and being around people and engaging in conversation. Yeah. And I, you know, what I was doing prior to this, I started out as a personal assistant years ago and then got into virtual assisting and doing online marketing strategy. I just felt a lot of the time like I was, you know, alone.
Yeah.
And then the more I reached out to partners and the more I got into helping other people partner, it just, my network exploded, and I spend so much time now on the phone and at networking events, just talking to great people, that I actually just love what I do now.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So it's been honoring what you know to be true about yourself. I mean, if, you know, because this can be a really, you know, I think being an entrepreneur can be lonely anyway, because people around you may don't understand what you're doing, or why did you give up that study job? Like, all those things. And then on top of that, you're working at home with no colleagues around you, and then just multiplies it. And
I have colleagues. I have two cats running around.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
They
helpers.
Keep me company.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but something I'm sure you've had this. You know, you've had this. Anybody that works for themselves has this question. Like, oh, don't you get lonely? Like, oh my God, I'm never lonely. I'm here by myself all day. But it's almost like it. Sometimes I almost feel like I'm in a crowd because there's so much interaction with people online. And to someone that's just getting started, you know, starting a partnership, a business partnership with somebody, is a great way to start breaking that ice up, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to go negative for a second.
Okay.
If you were guiding a client towards forming a JV, what are some of the pitfalls they should avoid? And I'm hoping, I know that this is kind of a question, honestly, that just occurred to me. So if I don't mean to be putting you on the spot.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I would say most important things. You want to make sure that before you go into any partnerships, you sort of have your own house in order.
Okay.
You don't want to engage in a partnership if you can't sort of follow through on the commitments you're making. And that's one of the things to look out for on the other end. Maybe you've met someone through Facebook or Twitter and connected with them on the phone and they're great. But you just want to be aware of, you know, their reputation and take a look at their website and, you know, are they actually out there consistently marketing their business and do they have a consistent message they're getting across? Because maybe you connect with someone personally and they're a great person, but you just have to be careful that just because you like someone doesn't necessarily mean they're the best partner for you.
Right.
You want to make sure that they're going to be, you know, commit to something and then follow through on that and do that in like a, you know, really high integrity, because you don't want anything to go bad and then, you know, have that hurt your reputation. So
right.
I think just, I would say be conscious of who you choose to work with. And, So let's think. Any other pitfalls I can think of off the top of my head?
Yeah, I think, making sure that both partners are reliable in what they're going to sign up to do. Because there's always that danger, I would imagine, that if you partner with someone and you promote an event or a product or something with them and the partner flakes out or doesn't deliver or doesn't live up to expectations, that's going to reflect on you.
Yeah. It can, and vice versa. So, you know, you want to make sure you're following through on your commitments. And the best way to do that is whenever you partner with someone, you know, you don't even have to get a formal partnership agreement.
Right.
Just make sure that you're clear in your email communications about what you're going to deliver and what you expect from them and that they've agreed to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, at least you have that peace of mind. And I would say, especially for, you know, women in business, like we tend to have that intuition piece.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have a feeling sometimes like, you know, this might work or this might not
work. Right.
And just don't ignore that. Like, don't jump into a huge partnership commitment with someone if you've got that feeling at the pit of your stomach that's like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
You know, try to listen to like, well, maybe there's a reason I shouldn't be doing this. And then one other thing that popped into my head is just being careful of that over promoting piece and alienating your audience, because that I've seen this happen. I've heard stories of this happening where people jump into lots of partnerships, and a lot of times the lure of affiliate commissions comes into play, where then all of a sudden
it's a pitch fest.
Pitching person after person, you know, and they have that little disclaimer there that says I'm an affiliate, so I might earn some money, and that they think that makes it okay. But ultimately, when you do that, you can end up you know, annoying people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there might be people on their list who are there because they actually want to hear from you and they want to learn from you and they don't want to be constantly pitched about other people, which is why I really, the clients I work with, I encourage them to involve partners in their marketing strategy in creative ways. It's not just about let's set up an affiliate program and pay people to promote you. It's about how can we creatively get people involved in your blog articles? How can we, you know, get people creatively involved in your social media marketing strategy? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. like we really try to be unique and creative and get people involved in ways other than being affiliates.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. That's another part of the, cause sometimes I sign up for so many things. Like I have a whole mailbox devoted to receiving newsletters, and I sign up for I'm on so many mailing lists. It's not even funny. It's horrible.
I'm there with you.
but it's funny. Like what you were just saying. Like if someone has they have a big audience, and now and then they'll go down that road where, that whole thing that cross promotion's really got to be done very delicately and very sparingly, because like I'll notice like you get newsletter and you admire their content and you appreciate it, and you get this, and then they start like, oh, here's my friend so and so, and it's clearly just blanketing the airwaves, so to speak, with affiliate links. Like it's obvious that there's nothing behind it. It's really just, you know.
Yeah, and you get the same email from 5 different people.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I appreciate, hey, we're all here trying to make a living.
Of people experience success doing things that way. So I'm not saying it doesn't work because, you know, it can be very successful.
Nothing's worth alienating your list.
And I believe, honestly, in that personal relationship and, you know, promoting people who I know personally and who I have either purchased their products myself or I would in a heartbeat because I have that personal relationship with them. I don't want to have to put a disclaimer on my promotion. You know, exactly. I want to be able to say, I love this person. They rock. You should totally work with them.
Yep, exactly.
And I don't want to have to say, and I might get paid. Like, so that's just me personally. I don't participate in any affiliate programs. I think the only one I've ever done is a company called Diva Toolbox, and I love them anyway.
Right. Exactly.
So,
right.
So that's the only one I've ever done.
Exactly.
And I don't have an affiliate program for my business because I find creative ways to have other people get to know me and promote me without paying them. You
right,
know?
Right, exactly. Dig in the life thing here. When you're working with a client, what capacity do you work with them to help them leverage partnerships?
So, there's a couple of things that I do. I have a major private client that I work with right now and on a really intense level from everything.
Like a one-on-one.
Yeah. Like her entire marketing and partnership strategy. And, that's a great relationship that I'm sure I'll have for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then aside from that, I do a bunch of things. I'm offering, sort of one-on-one sessions I have on my website right now, like the Rock Your Partnership session, which is like a 2-hour mini session where we take a look at your current marketing strategy,
mm-hmm.
look
mm-hmm.
at all of the pieces that you use, your social media, your e-zine, your blog, your website, and we figure out, you know, we look at your core message and your products, your services, and we figure out how can we start to work partners into each of these pieces, because mm-hmm. whenever you do something and you involve a partner, mm-hmm. you're leveraging that marketing method. Like you're doing the same work, but because you have a partner in there in some way, chances are that partner's promoting it as well.
Okay, right, right.
And you're just kind of multiplying the effect that you can have. Mm-hmm. So that's what the Rocket Partnership session is about. That's a 2-hour session. I also will do like bigger consulting packages. I don't have that on my site, but I do talk to people on occasion and we're like, oh, you need this. Okay. We'll work something out.
Right, right, right. Yeah. That's great. Cause the 2-hour thing, that's probably a terrific introduction to get the client thinking in that direction and get them like, oh, you know, get them ideas, like things that they may not have considered and get the brain, going on getting new ideas
Definitely.
For a partnership.
Yeah. And then the other piece is I'm launching a product, a service this week, where there's really two pieces to the partnership marketing. One is getting the partners, and then two is, you know, executing.
Right.
You know, and the executing piece, I see those as two. You might be able to do it all yourself, or you might be able to hire someone to handle that whole piece.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the role I've had for my clients over the past couple of years, is the whole piece, the getting the partners and the promotional opportunities and executing everything.
Right, right.
And I just realized that my strength really lies in the first piece, connecting with people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And seeing where the opportunities for partnerships lie.
Right.
So the service is based on that piece, and I'll be working with people just to get to know what do you need in partners and what types of promotional opportunities are you looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And then all I'm doing is sending all potential partners and potential promotional opportunities their way.
Right.
And then them and their team, they'll take it from there.
Right. Yeah, and I'm sure very often your clients already have team members that can help them implement
exactly
what you're recommending. Right. That's fantastic.
Exactly. So that's actually like a good fit, is that we do the two hour partnership strategy session, which helps us figure out what do you need, you know, how can we really complement your marketing strategy with partners, and then I start sending partners your way.
Right, right. That's fantastic. That's wonderful. And it's just like you're leveraging the knowledge you have of the solopreneur marketplace.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly what it's about, leveraging.
Yep.
Because when I was working with one or three or four clients,
mm-hmm.
It was tough because I love doing the networking piece, but oftentimes I would talk to someone and then I would be like, okay, well, you know, I'll put you on my list, but I don't have any opportunities for you right now. But when I make my whole, you know, 90% of my work about that connections piece, I know that there's going to be so many more opportunities, and I can speak with one person and know, like, I have five great opportunities for you right now because I have five clients who need you to partner with them.
Yep, exactly.
That's kind of thing.
Yep. Oh, okay. Well, that's fantastic. Now, if somebody wants more information, they can go to JessicaZ.com. And you were on Twitter at JZ Solutions.
Yep.
And Facebook.com/ Jessica Z Solutions. So I recommend you get in touch with Jessica. She is the guru of partnerships. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I don't think so. I mean, I just want to say thank you again. This has been fun.
Thank you. This is a lot of fun. And I so appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. Well, my name is Mary Motes. I am founder of Pro Virtual Solutions, and my partner in crime will be back next week, and her name is Carla Wilson of Wilson Media Services. Again, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.